Come to the last two chapters in Joshua, rereading the next to the last one this week, and I guess we'll finish up next time with the 24th chapter. But a lot of time has elapsed, and I don't just mean since we started reading through Joshua. Joshua's an old man. He was over 40, you remember, when they left Egypt. He and Caleb were the only two, besides Moses, who were over 40 when they began the wilderness wanderings, or when they got to the promised land, rather. All the others of his generation had had to die in the wilderness because of their unbelief. So now Joshua is 80, over 80, as they come to the River Jordan to cross over into the promised land. And as you will see in the text, it says a long time afterward, and it probably is a number of years, five or six or sometimes the estimates, that they have been conquering the land. So Joshua is a man who is probably approaching 90 years of age. And he understands that his time is done soon. It's over. And so these closing chapters cover the end of Joshua's life. But interestingly, he makes very little mention of himself. Instead, his message is the goodness and the faithfulness of God to the people of Israel. God had driven out the nations from the promised land. Not one good thing had failed of all the good things that God had promised. But he leaves them with a warning that there is evil that will come upon them if they turn away from the Lord. And he stresses a responsibility that, again, if I refer to last Sunday a number of times because it's so fresh in my mind and my heart, but we were reminded of the faithfulness of the original charter members, about 25 of whom were still there worshiping. And they have a responsibility, Joshua says, the people of Israel, to witness to what God has done. And that's what we did last week. By doing that, by telling of what God has done, as the psalm we just read also mentioned, we keep faithful to God. We're reminded of his power, his glory, and the provision he has made, the rescues that he has performed in our behalf. And they were to challenge the upcoming generation because there was still a lot of work to do. There were still peoples to be driven out of the land. And you and I are witnesses of God's grace. We have the responsibility to pass it on to the next generation. But Joshua also underscores the confident assurance that the God who helped them in the past will help them in the future. You've seen what God has done. Well, he's going to keep on helping you just as the Lord your God promised you. You see, both God's actions as well as his words should assure us of his power. The majority of the chapter actually addresses itself to the careful obedience that is required of God's people. A standard of obedience that's nothing less than the Word of God itself. God demands conformity to his law. And he demands, as we'll read, a separation from the world. That doesn't mean we flee the world. We are in the world, but not of it, the New Testament tells us. We ought to obey God's commands out of gratitude for his goodness and grace. But Joshua warns us that we must keep in mind the absolute certainty of God's judgment when we sin. His purpose is to lead us to faithfulness. And that is the purpose, should be for all of us. The scripture holds before us, as Paul writes to the Romans, both the kindness and the severity of God. And as we balance those two, we're reminded to give thanks and to rejoice. Let me read for you the 23rd chapter of Joshua. Hear now the word of the Lord. A long time afterward, when the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their surrounding enemies, and Joshua was old and well advanced in years, Joshua summoned all Israel, its elders and its heads, its judges and officers, and said to them, "I am now old and well advanced in years, and you have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake. For it is the Lord your God who has fought for you, Behold, I have allotted to you as an inheritance for your tribes those nations that remain, along with all the nations that I have already cut off, from the Jordan to the great sea in the west. The Lord your God will push them back before you and drive them out of your sight, and you shall possess their land, just as the Lord your God promised you. Therefore be very strong to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, turning aside from it neither to the right hand nor to the left, that you may not mix with these nations, remaining among them or make mention of the names of their gods, or swear by them, or serve them, or bow down to them. But you shall cling to the Lord your God, just as you have done to this day. For the Lord has driven out before you great and strong nations. And as for you, no man has been able to stand before you to this day. One man of you puts flight to a thousand, since it is the Lord your God who fights for you, just as he promised you. Be very careful, therefore, to love the Lord your God. For if you turn back and cling to the remnant of those nations remaining among you, and make marriages with them, so that you associate with them and they with you, know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive out those nations before you, but they shall be a snare and a trap for you, a whip on your sides and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good ground that the Lord your God has given you. And now I am about to go the way of all the earth, and you know in your hearts and souls, all of you, that not one word has failed of all the good things the Lord your God promised concerning you. All have come to pass for you. Not one of them has failed. But just as all the good things that the Lord your God promised concerning you have been fulfilled for you, so the Lord will bring upon you all the evil things until he has destroyed you from off this good land that the Lord your God has given you. If you transgress the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods and bow down to them, then the anger of the Lord will be kindled against you, and you shall perish quickly from off the good land that he has given to you. And I suppose as we read those words, we think of this doddery old 90-year-old guy repeating himself because he can't remember that he just said the same thing a moment ago. And although that does seem to be what falls to most of us in our old age, Joshua is not simply stumbling and stuttering around, but he's reminding them over and over again of what's important. Has God's word ever failed? Has he not kept all of his promises? Over and over again, as they're standing there on the very land that God had promised to give them, he says, don't forget. God doesn't forget. And we need to remember that too, as we together rejoice in what God has done in the past. We look to the future, as Joshua tells them to look, as we are encouraged as well, as we expect the return of our Savior.